Welcome back to the Get a Cue podcast. My name is Brandon Hall. I am pleased to be joined today by Kyra Hunter. Kyra is the director of operations here at MassQ and has recently joined the organization within the last, what would you say, 6 months?
6 months.
6 months. So 6 months on the job. What do you think so far?
I love it. I'm still intrigued. I love to see things come to fruition for the organization. It's exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is. And for those of you listening at home, we're live at the, what do we call this event?
The Corporate Partners Showcase.
Corporate Partners Showcase. There's a little bit of live music in the background, so we've got kind of like Club MassQ right now.
Yeah, and it's a great mix, by the way. Like we were talking about it earlier, like the music is really good.
Yeah, there's like a blend of like new sort of stuff and then older stuff, but it all kind of happens.
Flowing.
Yeah, it's good background music.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd drive in my car to it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So you started 6 months ago here with MassQ as a director of operations, but you had experience with operations prior to that.
Correct, yes. So I'm coming from the corporate world, which is, you know, whole different type of ball game.
And you say that because MassQ is a nonprofit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do you differentiate the two in your experience so far?
So with nonprofit and just the mechanisms of MassQ, it's more of a collaborative operations aspect. Like, yes, I'm the director of operations, but it's not necessarily of like, oh, I'm making all the decisions and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's really of like, hey, I have these ideas and I'm able to feed off of someone like Savvy and the board and the committees, right? So it's really much more of a working role than compared to corporate where, you know, you think of corporate and the ladders, the chains up the ladders, right? They're making the decision, bringing it down the chain, and it's like, this is what it is, now go execute it. So it's just different.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And we have big events, too. And I'm wondering, from the corporate side versus what we're doing here, did you have experience with like large scale events like this?
Yes. So if I even talk about just my last company that I was with, we had something called FLC, which was the Field Leaders Conference. Mm-hmm. And that would bring all of the field leaders nationally. So that company had over 1,000 locations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this conference would happen about like, I believe it's like April, May time. And the last one that I attended was in Vegas. So I was like, way to go out with a bang.
Yeah, right.
It was my last big event was in Vegas. But like literally taking over the conference space in Vegas that was connected to the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Yeah.
And connecting with leaders all nationally that I was on meetings with, you know, week after week, but being able to like see them in person was really great. But so being a part of that kind of like organizing and operations, it was clearly a lot. But also too, since it's a corporation, it's bigger. There's so many different departments. Mm-hmm. And it's like the pieces to the puzzle, right? Like you're handling this over here, and then this team is handling this. And then we kind of come together and we're seeing it all come to life
right.
when we actually attend and see the conference.
Yeah. When you work in an event that large, do you ever get to step back and enjoy it?
No.
I didn't really think so.
It was funny because, it was at Vegas. Like, so fun, right? Yeah, no, because it's like, once our seminars are starting at 9 a.m., but, like, you have to be downstairs at 7.
Right.
And then the things are over between 4 and 5 o'clock. So by that time, and then after, it's like, okay, it's dinner time.
Yep.
Like, they, you know, the company paid for us to all have dinner within this big venue space. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like, I don't want to do anything after this. I don't want to go walk down the strip. I don't want to go to the casino floor. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So it was, like, literally, I rarely seen Vegas because it was just all focused on the conference.
Yeah. I never thought about it that way. I imagine being an attendee at a conference in Vegas and seeing Vegas along with the conference, or the conference along with Vegas, depending upon how you do it, I guess.
Right.
But as someone who's organizing it, yeah, that's interesting.
It wasn't, and that was the thing too. Like we got like tickets to like. theater shows, and it's like, you know, like, it's Vegas, right? Yeah. So there's so many, like, showcases and stuff that's happening. And it's like, we're distributing this to everyone. Like, yeah, go enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And it's like, now I'm walking back to my room because I have to do this all over tomorrow.
Right. The enjoyment for you was getting to go to bed.
Literally.
Because everything was done well.
Literally.
You get to go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. And at a conference like say, fall conference, which you experienced for the first time this fall, there's sort of that same kind of feeling I've seen from people where it's like by the end of the day, you're wiped out.
Yeah.
And you still got to come back tomorrow
exactly.
and do it again.
And that's why I was like, I'm happy that I got that type of introduction where I kind of came at the end of the planning process.
Yeah.
Because during conference, particularly for just the support of the staff, I'm like, hey, message me if you guys like need anything. If not, like, I'm in the sessions. I'm over looking at the new atrium. Mm-hmm. I'm on my laptop. Like, I really didn't have like a crazy designated role within the conference and how like it was flowing day in and day out. So it was kind of just like a little bit more easygoing for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, now coming up this October, it's not going to be that way.
Yeah, yeah. And you've seen the entire thing through. It's like having an orientation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so your first like big event that you got to do was a Q-Up.
Yes. Yeah.
Now talk about Q-Ups because I think that they seem to be pocket regional pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if people knew more about what it was, they would be there in a second.
Okay. This is great.
So sell it.
Yes, because we have one coming up March 22nd.
That's my birthday, so I can't make that one.
Okay.
I normally would, but I can't make that one.
It's March 22nd. What I love about the Q-Ups is it's either one or two of our corporate partners who are sponsoring it, right? So something opposite of what the showcase is where we're at right now, right? Where it's like all of our corporate partners and tech directors and kind of those decision makers are able to come and kind of have like some one-on-one time with our corporate partners. But the Q-Ups are just like even more smaller than that. Our attendance is like no more than like 25 people who come.
Yeah.
And those one or two corporate partners, just imagine like just having more time because it's just a smaller group that they can sit there and connect with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen corporate partners where they've brought some of their technology to these breweries, right? Like they're rolling in a screen or they have like their laptops up and doing like a projector presentation. One corporate partner, they kind of set up like a really nice table display of things that they offer. And again, it's just kind of like, hey, like, all right, now everybody gather around. Like, we're going to take 15 minutes at a high level to just talk about like what we can offer your school district.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily of like, we're not trying to like sell you right here and now, like you're buying something, but like this is the introduction of the conversation. Let's like exchange contact information and we'll follow each other later. And then now let's go have a beer.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then too, if we look at it for the educators, it's great because, right, it's taking them out of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're not having to purchase something at these Q-Ups and they're able to network with other educators.
Yep.
Possibly within that region of where the Q-Up is happening, right? So it's just giving educators a different networking appeal for them where it's just not solely centered around education.
Mm-hmm. I always tell staff that go, I say, you should be able to take at least one thing out of it.
Yeah.
Even if for a Q-Up that's really chill at a brewery with a company, I guarantee you'll be able to take something from that.
For sure.
And then when they come to obviously the bigger sessions like the Corporate Partner Showcase or Fall Conference or Spring Conference, that you should be able to take one thing from every session.
Oh, sure.
I guarantee you will. It'll be worth your time and your energy and your effort of getting there. And it's nice to get out of your building.
Right.
As a teacher, you get so locked into that schedule. Like, you're there every day at a certain time, and the bell rings at a certain time. You know, you can go to the bathroom at a certain time, and you have lunch at a certain time. And then all of a sudden, you're like, at Gillette Stadium.
This is like a whole different world.
Yeah, like the Revolution were practicing on the field before us, right? Like,
they
were just like out there practicing. And when the Patriots before, like in years past, I know before you were here in years past, the Patriots would be out on the field, and there'd be people like standing by them, like, sorry, you can't.
You can't.
You can't. And I get that.
But just to be able to be
in
the environment, the presence of what Gillette offers.
I watched them paint the field one day.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm getting to watch them.
Like, I'm going to see those lines on TV.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing for particularly the Q-Ups. It's bringing the educators out of their normal environment that they probably wouldn't necessarily attend if it was any other type of, you know, event and or like company that was putting it on. It's a free event also, which is also a great thing. So it's when every time like we advertise, shout out to Veronica, our marketing coordinator, where it's like, and not only bring you, but bring a plus one, right? Yeah. Like bring another educator friend so that they can only also have this downtime, but also too, learn about MassQ so that they can attend a future events. And then also too, corporate partner is going to be there. So connect with this corporate partner also. Yeah. It's a lot of benefits that happen with the Q-Ups.
Yeah. And I think people probably say to themselves like, well, I'm not involved in purchasing. So why do I have to meet a corporate partner? But my response to that is always, you don't know what kind of tools that they offer that could be applicable to you in the classroom or us as a district. And you can come back to us and say, hey, I saw this really cool thing that company offers that would be great for us. What do you think?
And it's just something as simple as, hey, I connected with this core partner at this event. Like, here's their website.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's all it is.
I know on my end, I'm always looking at pricing. The pricing structures and, you know, budget's tight every year. This year is no different than any other. I talked to a person here about a product that's being offered that's a competitor to the one we currently use. We talked about the pricing of his product. We talked about pricing of that other product. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I'm taking a webinar with him next week to try and, you know, I might be able to save our district a couple $1,000s, and that's going to make a big difference.
And it's just, in how you said, it's just a trial, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Worst case scenario, if it doesn't fall through, like, you're going to purchase, hey, at least I just, like, went through it just to see what they're fully about and what they're offering.
Yeah. I will say this. My buddies that I work with, and I've worked with them for a long time. We've been together for, you know, 20 years or so.
Yeah.
They were signing my name to stuff at the fall conference. Yeah. You know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you should contact Brandon Hall. He's the guy you're going to want to talk. Not me. I'm just a teacher. You don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So talk to Brandon Hall. And then all of a sudden, my inbox.
Get a flood of
full
it.
Of stuff. Yeah. I'm like, what is this?
You're like, can you remind me? Like, where are you from? What do you do?
We're not interested in recabling all of our buildings. Like, where did that come from?
Right.
Like, oh, the guy had a water bottle, so I wanted to get the water bottle, so I just wrote your name on the...
He scanned that badge.
He scanned that badge. That badge got scanned. The spring conference is coming up in Worcester for the first time.
Yes.
Not, I shouldn't say in Worcester for the first time, but Polar Park for the first time.
Yes.
And a two-day event for the first time.
Yes, yes. I'm excited for this because, again, it's a new model, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though that the spring conference was happening in the past, but being a part of the new model and going forward into the I don't want to say it's the expansion going into the West, right? Because we're MassQ, we're for Massachusetts. But one of the things also too for the organization that we're trying to really be aware and mindful of, like, we have to kind of get out of our comfort zone of being in the, like, Gillette and the North Shore and South Shore. There are other regions within Massachusetts. So also to being able to just expand upon that relationship in Western Mass is also the exciting part of, like, it's going to be attendees from, like, that Worcester line and beyond.
Yeah.
So giving that mix up that we've been seeing at the past events. So I'm excited for that, too.
Yeah.
Because there was actually, I forget which district they were from, but they were from Western. And I was like, tell me more. I was like, I've never heard of this town. Like, I was just, like, eye-opening for me. So, like, I'm excited for me to be able to experience more of that come for spring conference. And then, it's a two-day event. It's the home of the Woo Sox, right? So being able to hopefully get some, like, collateral from them and, you know, just building on that relationship, too, I think will be is something to look forward to.
Yeah, and in the expansion from a one-day to a two-day conference, where was what was the thought process there?
So from my understanding, gaining from the surveys, right, from the past of, like, hey, how did you like this one-day event? And also, too, was, like, kind of a combination from fall conference of where, you know, educators can't necessarily take the time off in October, or vice versa. Educators can't take the time off in May, June. So it's like, we would like to kind of have a little bit more opportunities for these big conferences, like just throughout the year.
Yeah.
So knowing that obviously like our fall conference is a success for a two and a half day event of, all right, let's see how the spring conference goes, of being able to expand that. And then in particular of it not being just on a weekday.
Yeah.
It's on a Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's new.
Yeah. Yeah. So educators and or, you know, those decision makers, the tech directors and such, if they can't do the Friday, they have that opportunity to come, you know, on a Saturday, or vice versa. The educators can't, you know, get a sub to cover their classroom on Friday. There's that opportunity for Saturday. So I think also to that concept is also exciting in getting a lot of attendees intrigued of knowing that there's that weekend option.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, right. Like it's a new venue. It's a new field. Like
literally,
we love literally.
It's brand new.
Yeah. We love Gillette. Like right. Like that's something to look forward to. But now, again, expanding into the resources that our state has.
Right.
Being able to go into a new built field.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, what kind of differences will be offered at a place like Polar Park?
Yeah. So obviously, it's a smaller venue. It's a smaller field, but so I think kind of giving that fall conference feel, but just a little bit more intimate, because our setup and how I can visualize, we're actually doing kind of a final walkthrough for Polar Park in a couple of weeks, so I'm excited for that. But if you think of how our expo floor is, right?
Yep.
We have vendors and corporate partners and exhibitors back to back, right? Like literally.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Back
yeah,
to back on yeah. the Gillette Stadium, whereas we're looking at where it can kind of be a little bit more spread out, because we're also going to be able to be on the outside portion of the field. So not obviously on the actual field, but they have like an outside kind of landing that we're going to be able to utilize. So one of the things that we're like keeping our fingers crossed is the weather, obviously.
Yeah, because right.
May in Massachusetts could be a beautiful spring day,
yep.
or it could be a very rainy spring day. So we're hoping that, you know, we can hold off for like some sun happening, so that outside space will be, you know, a great kind of like vision and environment for whomever the exhibitors are who will be placed out there.
Yeah.
So that's a different option compared to Gillette.
So similar kind of thing in the boxes. The presentations would be happening in the boxes.
Exactly.
And then the vendors would be around.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Are they prepared for how much Polar Seltzer I am going to drink while I'm there? I hope that they are. They got to get back up to the backup.
Is that something we're going to have to add to the menu of like the coffee all day?
I think it's the venue, right? Like, how do we? That's got to be there, right? Like,
I'm sure. Not a thing. And it's funny because
I have a problem, Kyra. Like a seltzer problem. I have a seltzer problem.
You need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to put that Buzz and Savvy's era. Like, we know we need coffee all day, but we may need seltzer all day too.
Yeah,
see how that goes. And it's funny because I actually have the full contract, me being the director of operations, but I didn't go through the food and beverage menu in its entirety.
Yeah. The provisions for seltzer.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
very interested.
I'll put that on my to-do list.
We can have a follow-up episode.
Yeah. I'll let everyone know, and you would be the first one to know of how
Excellent.
That looks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the fall conference, the spring conference. Looking forward to fall conference always, but this year in particular, the spring conference with the AI track, and that being such a powerful part of education right now.
Yeah.
How did the team come to land on the tracks for this conference?
I think a big nod goes to Jen, who is our PD coordinator. She very much is keeping up on, like, I mean, right, it's part of her role of, like, what is the PD that is needed in a lot of these districts. And, I mean, if we just think of just, like real life outside of the schools, like, everything is gravitating towards AI. Like, no matter how you look at it, no matter what aspect in our lives it is, like, everything is kind of starting to be taken up by AI. So, and with MassQ, like, having the vision of, like, we are innovators and we are a growth organization. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have to go with what our audience is seeking and calling for, or else we're going to get left behind.
Right.
So, Jen being able to, fully tap into that and lean on the partnerships that we have to be able, you know, to bring that kind of the full theme, mm-hmm. if you will, for the conference. And then, I mean, like you see with our corporate partners too, a lot of them at the showcase today, it's a lot of AI that was being displayed and such. So just being able to bring that to a bigger audience and platform, which is the spring conference, I'm excited to see how that's going to be kind of pushed out to everyone as well.
Yeah, and I was talking to another educator here today about the tracks, mm-hmm. and the fact that there are tracks. Like, mm-hmm. you can say, like, okay, I'm interested in, I am a tech director. Here are the things I'm interested in. I'm going to filter by track and just say, as a tech director, here is a bunch of topics that might interest me. As a teacher, here are a bunch of tracks that might interest me, because that can get really overwhelming. Yeah. Remember the first time I came here for fall conference, mm-hmm. you know, I come up the escalator and there's people screaming and yelling and having a grand old time. And I'm like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
Like, I don't have, is there a map for me? Like, you know, the whole thing can be so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have the tracks.
Yeah. And they, when I say they, like Jen, Savvy, the Spring Conference Committee, there was very much that focal point, mm-hmm. When it came to the scheduling, because I think also too, one thing that was identified from the fall conference was the aspect of like a lot of similar topics in sessions were kind of being overlapped, and like particularly for tech directors, like they were being torn of like, I want to go to this session over here, but this one is happening at the same time. So really being able to kind of categorize a lot of these sessions and spread them out so that a tech director, those decision makers can kind of get into all of the main point sessions within different topics. So I think they've, and it's still actually being, it's not like a finalized schedule. It's still actually being worked on and fine-tuned, and I believe that's going to happen, like, literally up until, like, the week of, probably, with Spring Conference. And that's what I also love about the organization is that we really have kind of, like, our ear to our members and our audience and, like, making sure that we can offer the best that we can offer.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I appreciate how much you guys take feedback and then apply that feedback,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's, we always, in education, we always say, like, well, what kind of information do the kids give you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of stuff did you see from the kids? And then how are we going to put that into practice?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything if we don't do it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And too, right, like, imagine, like, if we didn't take that feedback into consideration, mm-hmm. then after a while, it'd be like, members are like, well, I'm not filling out the survey for what?
Right.
Like, they're not hearing us.
Right.
They're not. The same old, you know?
Right.
So we do make a point of, like, we invite the feedback, good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
Like, we need to know it all, because at the end of the day, MassQ is here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And I the number one thing I've seen from about the feedback, and Savvy brought it up this morning, was the coffee.
Yeah.
There was one year where someone took the coffee away. And
it was like an uproar.
Oh, huge uproar. There were people with torches and pitchforks, like, ready to riot. And ever since then, the coffee has been.
It's there.
Like, yeah, bolted to the ground.
I know, it's funny. Like, I got here today about, like, 8:45. And then, you know, I kind of did, like, my walk around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, settled with my laptop. And I was like, yeah, we have, like light refreshment breakfast, too. I was like, let me go get a muffin. And I went over, and I was like, yeah, no, the muffins and the fruit are gone. But we have the coffee. I mean, thanks.
Looks like I'm eating coffee beans
today.
Thanks.
Like, it's the coffee all day.
Yeah. Well, you wanted the coffee all day, you got the coffee all day.
I got the coffee all day. Yeah.
Oh. Well, Kyra, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank
this has
been
a long time coming.
Yes.
We met at a Q Up.
Yes.
Which just goes to show the power of the Q Up.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we were going to do this, and we're glad we finally were able to.
Got to it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And a great soundtrack.
In the background.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be one of your most listened to's because of the soundtrack in the background.
Absolutely. Kyra, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Get a Q podcast by MassQ, here to educate, connect, and inspire.